Saudi Arabia has rejected Iran's call for an end to the military invasion of Yemen, Saudi Foreign Minister Saadi Al-Faisal said the military operation in Yemen is aimed at supporting what he called the country's legitimate government. Iraqi security forces have discovered a mass grave containing some 200 bodies in the western Anbar province near the border with Syria. Most of the victims had been beheaded. The ISIL terrorists were in control of the area before they were forced out by the Iraqi government forces. More than 130 anti-government militants have surrendered to the Syrian army in the flashpoint city of Aleppo. They've handed their identification documents of military to rather military officials. Syrian authorities have promised to set free those militants who have not committed any crimes. The United States and European countries have called for an unconditional ceasefire in Libya following deadly attacks on foreign embassies in Tripoli. Rival Libyan factions are to resume a new round of peace talks in Algeria on Monday as part of efforts to resolve the crisis in the country. Palestinians have called for the release of ill prisoners being held in Israeli jails. They say many inmates are now in life-threatening conditions due to deliberate medical negligence. According to the Palestinian Prisoner Society, there are at least 1,500 ill Palestinians in Israeli jails. The Association of International Development Agencies has called for the removal of the Israeli blockade of the Gaza Strip. In its report, the Coalition of International Aid Groups said the siege is hampering the reconstruction of Palestinian homes and businesses destroyed by Israel's 50-day war on Gaza. A one-year-old baby has been shot dead after a three-year-old boy accidentally opened fire on him. In the U.S. city of Cleveland, police are now investigating the deadly incident. They say the person responsible for leaving the gun unattended will face charges.